The Longer Discourse on Mindfulness Meditation, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying in the land of the Kurus, near the Kuru town named Kamasadhamma. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. "Mendicants, venerable sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "Mendicants, the four kinds of mindfulness meditation are the path to convergence. They are in order to purify sentient beings, to get past sorrow and crying, to make an end of pain and sadness, to complete the procedure, and to realize extinguishment. What for? It's when a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of the mind, keen, aware and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. And how does a mendicant meditate observing an aspect of the body? It's when a mendicant, gone to a wilderness or to the root of a tree or to an empty hut, sits down cross-legged with their body straight and focuses their mindfulness right there. Just mindful, they breathe in. Mindful, they breathe out. When breathing in heavily, they know, "I'm breathing in heavily." When breathing out heavily, they know, "I'm breathing out heavily." When breathing in lightly, they know, "I'm breathing in lightly." When breathing out lightly, they know, "I'm breathing out lightly." They practice breathing in, experiencing the whole body. They practice breathing out, experiencing the whole body. They practice breathing in, stilling the body's motion. They practice breathing out, stilling the body's motion. It's like an expert carpenter or carpenter's apprentice. When making a deep cut, they know, "I'm making a deep cut." And when making a shallow cut, they know, "I'm making a shallow cut." And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate as observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, when a mendicant is walking, they know, "I am walking." When standing, they know, "I am standing." When sitting, they know, "I am sitting." And when lying down, they know, "I am lying down." Whatever posture their body is in, they know it. And so they meditate observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, a mendicant acts with situational awareness when going out and coming back, when looking ahead and aside, when bending and extending the limbs, when bearing the outer robe, bowl and robes, when eating, drinking, chewing and tasting, when urinating and defecating, when walking, standing, sitting, sleeping, waking, speaking, and keeping silent. And so they meditate observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That, too, is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, a mendicant examines their own body, up from the soles of the feet and down from the tips of the hairs, wrapped in skin and full of many kinds of filth. In this body there is head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys, heart, liver, diaphragm, spleen, lungs, intestines, mesentery, undigested food, feces, bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, saliva, snot, synovial fluid, urine. It's as if there were a bag with openings at both ends, filled with various kinds of grains, such as fine rice, wheat, mung beans, peas, sesame, and ordinary rice. And someone with good eyesight were to open it and examine the contents. These grains are fine rice, these are wheat, these are mung beans, these are peas, these are sesame, and these are ordinary rice. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, a mendicant examines their own body, whatever its placement or posture, according to the elements. In this body there is the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. It's as if an expert butcher or butcher's apprentice were to kill a cow and sit down at the crossroads with the meat cut into portions. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, suppose a mendicant were to see a corpse thrown in a charnel ground, and it had been dead for 1, 2, or 3 days, bloated, livid, and festering. They'd compare it with their own body. This body is also of that same nature, that same kind, and cannot go beyond that. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, suppose they were to see a corpse thrown in a charnel ground, being devoured by crows, hawks, vultures, herons, dogs, tigers, leopards, jackals, and many kinds of little creatures. They'd compare it with their own body. This body is also of that same nature, that same kind, and cannot go beyond that. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. Furthermore, suppose they were to see a corpse thrown in a charnel ground, a skeleton with flesh and blood, held together by sinews. A skeleton without flesh, but smeared with blood, and held together by sinews. A skeleton rid of flesh and blood, held together by sinews. bones without sinews, scattered in every direction. Here a hand bone, there a foot bone, here a shin bone, there a thigh bone, here a hip bone, there a rib bone, here a backbone, there an arm bone, here a neck bone, there a jawbone, here a tooth, there the skull. White bones, the colour of shells. Decrepit bones, heaped in a pile. Bones rotted and crumbled to powder. They'd compare it with their own body. This body is also of that same nature, that same kind, and cannot go beyond that. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the body internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the body as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. All mindfulness is established that the body exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That too is how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the body. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of feelings? It's when a mendicant who feels a pleasant feeling knows, I feel a pleasant feeling. When they feel a painful feeling, they know, I feel a painful feeling. When they feel a neutral feeling, they know, I feel a neutral feeling. When they feel a carnal pleasant feeling, they know, I feel a carnal pleasant feeling. When they feel a spiritual pleasant feeling, they know, I feel a spiritual pleasant feeling. When they feel a carnal painful feeling, they know, I feel a carnal painful feeling. When they feel a spiritual painful feeling, they know, I feel a spiritual painful feeling. When they feel a carnal neutral feeling, they know, I feel a carnal neutral feeling. When they feel a spiritual neutral feeling, they know, I feel a spiritual neutral feeling. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of feelings internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing feelings as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that feelings exist to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of feelings. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of the mind? It's when a mendicant knows mind with greed as mind with greed, and mind without greed as mind without greed. They know mind with hate as mind with hate, and mind without hate as mind without hate. They know mind with delusion as mind with delusion, and mind without delusion as mind without delusion. They know contracted mind as contracted mind, and scattered mind as scattered mind. They know expansive mind as expansive mind, and unexpansive mind as unexpansive mind. They know mind that is not supreme as mind that is not supreme, and mind that is supreme as mind that is supreme. They know mind immersed in meditation as mind immersed in meditation, and mind not immersed in meditation as mind not immersed in meditation. They know freed mind as freed mind, and unfreed mind as unfreed mind. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of the mind internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the mind as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that the mind exists to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of the mind. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of principles? It's when a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five hindrances. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five hindrances? It's when a mendicant who has sensual desire in them understands, I have sensual desire in me. When they don't have sensual desire in them, they understand, I don't have sensual desire in me. They understand how sensual desire arises, how, when it's already arisen, it's given up, and how, once it's given up, it doesn't arise again in the future. When they have ill will in them, they understand, I have ill will in me. When they don't have ill will in them, they understand, I don't have ill will in me. They understand how ill will arises, how, when it's already arisen, it's given up, and how, once it's given up, it doesn't arise again in the future. When they have dullness and drowsiness in them, they understand, I have dullness and drowsiness in me. When they don't have dullness and drowsiness in them, they understand, I don't have dullness and drowsiness in me. They understand how dullness and drowsiness arise, how, when they've already arisen, they're given up, and how, once they're given up, they don't arise again in the future. When they have restlessness and remorse in them, they understand, I have restlessness and remorse in me. When they don't have restlessness and remorse in them, they understand, I don't have restlessness and remorse in me. They understand how restlessness and remorse arise, how when they've already arisen, they're given up, and how, once they're given up, they don't arise again in the future. When they have doubt in them, they understand, I have doubt in me. When they don't have doubt in them, they understand, I don't have doubt in me. They understand how doubt arises, how, when it's already arisen, it's given up, and how, once it's given up, it doesn't arise again in the future. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of principles internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the principles as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that principles exist to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five hindrances. Furthermore, a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five grasping aggregates. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five grasping aggregates? It's when a mendicant contemplates, such is form, such is the origin of form, such is the ending of form. Such is feeling, such is the origin of feeling, such is the ending of feeling. Such is perception, such is the origin of perception, such is the ending of perception. Such are choices, such is the origin of choices, such is the ending of choices. Such is consciousness, such is the origin of consciousness, such is the ending of consciousness. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of principles internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the principles as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. Or mindfulness is established that principles exist to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the five grasping aggregates. Furthermore, a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the six interior and exterior sense fields. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of principles with respect to the six interior and exterior sense fields? It's when a mendicant understands the eye, sights, and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. They understand the ear, sounds, and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. They understand the nose, smells, and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. They understand the tongue, tastes and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. They understand the body, touches, and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. They understand the mind, thoughts, and the fetter that arises dependent on both of these. They understand how the fetter that has not arisen comes to arise, how the arisen fetter comes to be abandoned, and how the abandoned fetter comes to not rise again in the future. And so they meditate observing an aspect of principles internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate observing the principles as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. All mindfulness is established that principles exist to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the 6 internal and external sense fields. Furthermore, a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the 7 awakening factors. And how does a mendicant meditate observing an aspect of principles with respect to the 7 awakening factors? It's when a mendicant, who has the awakening factor of mindfulness in them, understands, I have the awakening factor of mindfulness in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of mindfulness in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of mindfulness in me. They understand how the awakening factor of mindfulness that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of mindfulness that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of investigation of principles in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of investigation of principles in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of investigation of principles in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of investigation of principles in me. They understand how the awakening factor of investigation of principles that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of investigation of principles that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of energy in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of energy in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of energy in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of energy in me. They understand how the awakening factor of energy that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of energy that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of rapture in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of rapture in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of rapture in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of rapture in me. They understand how the awakening factor of rapture that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of rapture that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of tranquility in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of tranquility in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of tranquility in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of tranquility in me. They understand how the awakening factor of tranquility that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of tranquility that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of immersion in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of immersion in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of immersion in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of immersion in me. They understand how the awakening factor of immersion that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of immersion that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. When they have the awakening factor of equanimity in them, they understand, I have the awakening factor of equanimity in me. When they don't have the awakening factor of equanimity in them, they understand, I don't have the awakening factor of equanimity in me. They understand how the awakening factor of equanimity that has not arisen comes to arise, and how the awakening factor of equanimity that has arisen becomes fulfilled by development. And so they meditate, observing an aspect of principles internally, externally, and both internally and externally. They meditate, observing the principles as liable to originate, as liable to vanish, and as liable to both originate and vanish. All mindfulness is established that principles exist to the extent necessary for knowledge and mindfulness. They meditate independent, not grasping at anything in the world. That's how a mendicant meditates, by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the seven awakening factors. Furthermore, a mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of principles with respect to the Four Noble Truths. And how does a mendicant meditate, observing an aspect of principles with respect to the Four Noble Truths? It's when a mendicant truly understands, this is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. End of first section for recitation.